Hello, friends. Hope you guys are having a good weekend. I've been slowly plucking away at the succubus audio. I'm hoping if I could concentrate and not get too distracted, which I currently am right now. I am very distracted. I will finish the audio this weekend, and maybe it'll be ready for release this week, as long as my beta has okayed everything. He's given the first 7 minutes a listen and he loves it, except for the sound effect I added in. He thinks it's too silly and it's gonna ruin anybody who wants the fact of my audio, but you guys are my patrons. I'll let you listen to my preview, and you can let me know if I should keep my sound effect in. I don't want to spoil it. Go listen to it. And let me know. Yay or nay. Anywho, it's been a while since I've done a ramble. And yesterday, there was a silly smiley moon. It was Venus, Saturn, and the moon forming a rare smiley face in the sky. It looked so derpy. I wish I got a chance to see it. Unfortunately, where I am, it was quite cloudy, so I didn't get to see a thing. And I didn't really want to wait around for the clouds to go away. But did any of you guys go out and see the smiley moon? Did it look derpy? Or did it look cool? Did you take pictures? Share with me. Talking about moons, it made me want to do a personality quiz to see which Sailor Moon character I am. And this was the second quiz that popped up in my Google search. And it's from the Victoria Albert Museum in London. I do not know why this museum has a Sailor Moon quiz, but I don't know. It seems like a legit museum? I'm too lazy to do my research. The V&A is the family of art, design, and performance museums where everyone is invited to enjoy the power of creativity and the Sailor Moon quiz. So, yeah, let's see. Who will I get? Growing up, I always liked Venus. I liked Venus, so let me see if I'll get her. I'll link the quiz in my post if you guys are interested in finding out who you are. I know most of you guys are boys, but I don't know, maybe you'll get Tuxedo Mask. Okay, silly question number one. If I had a magical power, what would it be? Moonlighting, healing, controlling fire, creating illusions, manipulating water, harnessing thunder, none of these. I feel like choosing this already points you in the direction of which character you'll end up being. But I do like fire. The illusions would be cool too. Illusions. Seems like it's more useful. Question number two. How would I handle conflict? With compassion, understanding, facing it head on and bravely, thinking through it logically, finding a peaceful compromise, standing your ground and being assertive. Oh, that's not me. I wish it was. I would either say with compassion and understanding or logically. I'll go with logic. Question three. What is my dream job? This right here. But let's see. A, counselor or therapist, B, athlete or firefighter, I am not strong enough to be a firefighter, C, scientist or researcher, D, artist or musician, E, CEO or entrepreneur, F, none of those. I guess technically what I'm doing is more akin to artist, so I'll go with that. Question four, how do I celebrate my victories? There's many ways. With a quiet moment of reflection, oh, that's boring. With a big party and celebration, too exciting. By planning my next challenge, sharing the joy with other loved ones, oh, that one's good. By treating myself to something special, oh, that, I do like treating myself. I'm going to be selfish. I want to treat myself and then I'll go celebrate with others. Is this the last question? Not yet. Number 5. What weird food combination would I try? Oh, this is an interesting one. A. Pickles and ice cream. That's so ew. B. Cheese and chocolate. Doesn't sound horrible, but it also sounds kind of gross. C. Hot sauce and watermelon. Honestly, that doesn't sound bad. D. Donut burger. That sounds delicious. E. Popcorn and ketchup. Doesn't sound that weird. I wouldn't try it though. Or F. Ew. None of the above. I would go with a donut burger. I want a donut burger. Next question. I don't have to do this one if I don't want to. Hey there. Do you mind telling us something? This doesn't affect my result. I am the first visitor to be mused. I have been to the mused before. I'm guessing it's talking about the museum. I'm a first time visitor to this website. Okay. Back to the quiz. Question 6. Pick a catchphrase. I've never been good at solving problems. I'm better at running away from them. Nope. B. Just because you're a girl doesn't mean you have to wait for a prince to come along on a white horse. You can do it yourself. Believe in yourself and nothing can stop you. The world is full of nice people, and if you can't find one, be one. Oh, I like that one. There are so many things you could do with your life. You should treasure and protect your life even more. I do agree with that, but I'm going to go with D. If you can't find nice people, be the nice person. I'll go with that. Question 7. What is the first thing I would do if I found a time machine? Travel to the future, or go backwards in time, or fix past mistakes, or meet historical figures, see my past self, or none of the above. Oh, crap. Time traveling is always, like, super messy. I don't even want to touch it. But seeing the future would be pretty cool. Maybe I'll just go forward in time just a little bit, just to see some lotto numbers, and then I'll come back. I'm not going to talk with anybody. I don't want to interact with anybody. And we'll just do that. Question 8. Would I rather? Oh, this quiz is longer than I thought it would be. Oh, but we're almost done. Would I rather only be able to speak in song for the rest of my life? Only be able to talk to animals, but not people? Oh. That one would be cool, but no thank you. Only be able to fly but not walk. Only be able to wear the color purple forever. Only be able to do cartwheels when outside. None of the above. Are you mad? You know what? Let's go with flying. Let's go with flying. As long as nobody tries to do science experiments on me. Question 9. If I could travel to one of our planets, which one would I choose? I'm pretty sure I'm going to die if I go to any of those. Assuming I live. Which one would I want to go to? I'm not adventurous enough. I'm going to stay on Earth. Thank you very much. Last question. Yay. Lastly, what do I find the most annoying? I'm curious to see what you guys say. Loud eating noises, yes. Spontaneous singing, depends. C, busy crowds. Although I don't like crowds, I don't find them necessarily annoying. Late trains, very annoying. Silliness, I'm silly, so I'd be annoyed at myself. F, none of those, I'm pretty chill. I would say A. I don't like loud eating noises. Mouth sounds. I know I do ASMR, but no mouth sounds. I'm sorry. A. Let's see my result. Okay. I am Sailor Mars. I'm fiery, determined, and fiercely independent. I'm not too sure about that. I face challenges head on and never back down from a fight. My friends admire my courage and strength, and I strive on action and adventure. I'm always ready to take on the next big thing. She's too cool for me. Mars has always been too cool. Maybe this quiz isn't so accurate, or I've lied to myself. Anywho, that was still fun. I miss these rambles. Alrighty. I'll talk to you guys later. Listen to my preview and let me know what you think. See you later. Bye. Hey, thanks for coming over. Seriously, no, I'm okay. Well, no, I'm not okay. I mean, that's kind of the reason why I asked you over. Look, why don't we go inside and have a seat? Then I'll fill you in. Okay? You comfy? Can I get you anything? A drink? Cheetos? Anything you want. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous. Okay, buddy. I'll lay it out. I'm in a bind here. My contract, he's an idiot. He wagered his soul on a hand of blackjack last night. Yeah, I know. The soul that he's already signed over to me. Well, after he won the hand, the boys from the Everest Division came up to collect and... Of course, everything looked good on their end because Numbnuts McGee fucked up our contract. Yeah. So it turns out, he used chicken blood he bought off his butcher instead of his own blood when he drew the summoning circle. So technically... I only have claim over the soul of a chicken. Yeah, we're working on countermeasures. Luckily, management caught on and now here we are. He's in arbitration and I'm stuck up here. And I can't get down to him because I'm still waiting on the red tape to clear. Okay, sorry. Let me back it up. I know you're familiar with the basics of my job, but you're probably not fully keyed into how the demon world works. Are you? It's okay. I'll give you the crash course. So basically, as a succubus, I feed off of sexual energy. And in this case, semen. If I don't get this energy regularly, like every 12 hours at least? Well, things get bad. Our strength gets zapped, our minds get cloudy, and if we go long enough without it, we can even die. It feels so awkward to ask this of you, but do you think you could help me out? Really? Oh, buddy, you are so sweet, really. But... masturbation won't cut it for me. For me to recharge, it has to be intimate, like skin to skin. I guess what I'm saying is, could I suck your cock? Just to starve off the hunger. I want to make it totally clear this is strictly professional, saving your best friend type of blowjob. I won't like catch feelings or anything. Don't make it weird. I mean, yes. I guess I could find some rando horny devil summoner, but... Man, I trust you. You're awesome, and, well, if I had to do this with any... somebody, pretty much like right now... I want it to be you. Really? You'll do it? Oh, thank you. No, of course I'm relieved. It's just that... Are you sure? You're not gonna feel weird about this, right? I mean, we've been friends since, like, what? Grade school? And if this makes you uncomfortable in any way, please tell me. We don't have to do anything you don't want to. Are you sure? You don't owe me anything. Because I care about you, dumbass. I don't want to put pressure on you. Or break your heart. Or break your dick. Don't worry about that. There's literally no woman on earth who knows how to handle a cock better than a succubus. Okay, then. Here, eat one of these. They're demonic chocolates. A little aphrodisiac from where I work. It'll make you horny as an incubus. And boost your stamina too. If you know what I mean. Oh, don't worry. It's only temporary. A little treat we sometimes use to get our contracts in the mood for. More than just a couple of rounds. Okay. Come on, let's get into it. I told you. I can't hold out for much longer. Just get your clothes off. Lay down in my beautiful comfy bed. And... actually, can you leave on your underwear? I think you'll... like what I have planned for your friend. Okay, wait. Here, I'll be right back. I'm just gonna slip into something a little bit more comfortable. There we are. Hey. What do you think? Like what you see? I thought you might. Now let's take a look at you. What do we have down here? Buddy. Is your friend happy to see me? What if I just take you out? Oh, wow. Damn. You are so coming down my throat. Oh. What's a gag reflex? Is that something you humans have?